Genesis chapter 28. So Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and ordered him, "Do not marry a Canaanite woman. Get up and go to Padan-Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. Find your wife there from one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a large nation. May he give you the blessing of Abraham and to your descendants after you, that you may possess the land where you now live as a foreigner, the land God gave to Abraham." Then Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Padan-Aram to Laban, son of Bethuel, the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan-Aram to find a wife there, and that he blessed him, commanding him, "You shall not marry a Canaanite woman," and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Padan-Aram, Esau realized that the Canaanite women did not please Isaac his father. So Esau went to Ishmael and married Mahalat, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, and sister of Nebaioth, in addition to the wives that he already had. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he arrived at a certain place, and he stayed there all night, since the sun had set. He took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head, and lay down to sleep in that place. Then he dreamed of a ladder set up on earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God ascending and descending on it. The Lord stood at the top of it, and said, "I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The ground on which you lie I will give to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west, east, north, and south. Through you and your offspring all the families of the earth will be blessed. I am with you, and will protect you wherever you go, and will bring you back again into this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." Jacob got up early the next morning and took the stone that he had put under his head, and he set it up as a memorial pillar and poured olive oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city was formerly called Luz. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and protect me in this journey that I am taking, and will give me bread to eat and clothes to wear, and I will return to my father's house safely, then the Lord will be my God. Then this stone, which I have set up for a memorial pillar, will be God's house, and I will give you a tenth of all that you give me."